Let you and I take a look at local sports. We'll start in Saturday's action, Springfield Calvary. In boys basketball, we'll open up the action over Danville and the Vikings, 81-54. Other action, Covington over South Vermilion, 57-30. Southmont over Fountain Central, 42-35. South Putnam over North Vermilion, 53-43. It took overtime for North Newton to take down Attica and the Red Ramblers, 39-37. Girls basketball, IHSAA Class 2A semi-states. It was Park Heritage over Heritage Christian, 46-37. In the championship contest, Eastern Pekin takes down Park Heritage, 48-41. Boys wrestling, IHSA state finals, Stephen Uden, Mason Schwartz, and Tyler Huckel. All of Oakwood Salt Fork lost in the third round of consolation in the 113, 132, and 144-pound class. Devin Ehler, Oakwood Salt Fork, placed third in the 138-pound class, and Weston Frazier of Oakwood Salt Fork placed runner-up in the 120-pound class. Aiden Bell of Hoopston Area Milford placed fifth in the 126-pound class. Ethan Miller of Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm lost in the third consolation round in the 190 class. A.J. Daly of Unity lost in the third consolation round of the 138-pound class. His teammate, Abram Davidson, placed sixth in the 165-pound class. Track and field, Mount Zion indoor meet, Paris's Jesse Engelbrights and Anthony Lorenzen, both placed in the top 10 of boys pole vault. At the Circuit Chicago Invitational, Rantoul had nine top finishers, led by Matthew Hardwell and Aubriana Thompson, who each had two top finishes apiece. Men's college basketball, Illinois falls to UCLA in overtime, 95-94. Danville area and the Jaguars over Lewis and Clark, 77-57. Women's college basketball, Danville area over Lewis and Clark as well, 72-58. College baseball, Virginia Commonwealth over Illinois, 3-2. Purdue over Baylor, 6-5. College softball, Akron over Illinois, 9-2. Illinois over Providence, the final in 5, 11-2. Purdue over College of Charleston, 8-6. Other winners included Georgia State over Purdue, 7-3. The South Suburban at Danville area doubleheader has been postponed until Wednesday of this week. Yesterday's result, women's college basketball, Illinois over Northwestern. Maryland takes down Purdue. College baseball, Illinois over Coastal Carolina. That was at Conway, South Carolina. Purdue over Oregon State. And Danville area takes a pair yesterday in their event being held at Myrtle Beach. North Carolina State over Illinois. Georgia Tech over Purdue. Men's college tennis, Illinois wins a pair. First over North Carolina, 4-1, and then beating Illinois Chicago, 6-1. Boys basketball tonight in the IHSA Regionals, Class 1A action at Lexington. It will be Cornerstone Christian taking on Cisna Park Christ Lutheran. In Hoopston, they have a four-pack of games there. Iroquois West taking on Leroy. Flanagan Cornell taking on Hoopston area. And the Corn Jerkers, Milford, taking on Clifton Central. Watsika taking on Hayworth. At Salt Fork, a pair of games there. Salt Fork taking on Schlarman tonight. Georgetown Ridge Farm taking on La Salette. IHSA St. Teresa Regionals, St. Teresa taking on Oakwood, and Urbana Uni High taking on Armstrong Potomac. At Casey Westfield, Chrisman taking on the host team, also Heritage taking on Arcola. At Tuscola, Cowden, Herrick, Beecher City will be taking on Tri-County, also Villa Grove will be taking on Windsor Stoustraws. Class 2A at St. Joseph Ogden, Paris taking on Pena. Class 3A action tonight in Bloomington, Rantoul will be taking on the Vikings of Danville. College baseball, Danville area taking on CCBC Dundalk. At Myrtle Beach, women's college golf, Illinois at the Chevron Collegiate in Humble, Texas. And in other sports news, Schlarman senior Charles Medlin advanced to state in the 100-yard freestyle at the IHSA Swim Sectional at Centennial with a pool and meet record of 45.31 seconds. He will also advance in the 50-yard freestyle with a time of 20.84 seconds. Good luck to Schlarman senior Charles Medlin. This check of sports on this Monday has been a service of Gilbert Street Cafe. Start the day the fresh way at 628 North Gilbert Street in Danville.